A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome back in Cougar Sports Saturday here on KSL News Radio, and it's always powered by KSLSports.com. Make sure to download the KSL Sports app presented by University Federal Credit Union. All our BYU stories that we type up on KSLSports.com are available on the app. Again, we're talking some BYU hoops as the Cougars get ready to take on San Francisco tonight. Get that nap in, 9 p.m. tip, 8 p.m. pregame. It's another late one for BYU and the Dons on the Hilltop. But, you know, on Thursday night, the Cougs lost to Gonzaga, and it was the penultimate visit as WCC foes in the kennel. And, you know, it gets us wondering, Matt, you know, should BYU schedule Gonzaga in the future? Well, Gonzaga head coach Mark Few, he had his thoughts.
Yeah, yes, sure. I mean, it's been great. It's been, you know, they're a great, worthy opponent. Obviously, the atmospheres are terrific, whether they're in the kennel or down at the Marriott Center.
That's Mark Few, and he goes on to say, yeah, he wants to keep playing BYU, and he's pretty sure that they'll figure it out. And I'm with Mark Few. I think this game should be played. Here's the thing about college basketball. It's okay to schedule a crazy hard non-conference schedule because more times than not, even if you go 500, but then you do well in league play, you're going to be looked highly upon for playing that type of schedule rather than going 14-2 or 15-1 and playing one or two good teams. So I know that the Big 12 schedule is going to be daunting and it's going to be crazy. And night in and night out, you're likely playing tournament-level teams, very few breaks, but I would still throw in the local teams, Gonzaga, maybe St. Mary's even, because I think those games will still hold a lot of value for your resume.
Yeah, the end of of Few's quote was, I'm quite certain we'll have something going on in the future. So I think that Mark Pope would definitely like to keep something going with Gonzaga from a regional perspective too. I think that's something that BYU has to be kind of cautious of in both football and men's basketball, is that you still want to have that regional presence out west. There's such a strong presence of Cougar fans, alums, boosters out on the West Coast. You don't want to completely abandon them because Middle America will, you know, Texas and all the plains, they'll benefit all the Cougar fans that are planted there. But you don't want to forget your West Coast BYU fans out there. So if you can get trips, whether it be to Washington or somewhere in California, maybe, you know, St. Mary's occasionally. I don't know if I want to go to McEwen Pavilion anytime soon when BYU's in the Big 12, but Gonzaga's a powerhouse. And I think, honestly, too, it might be able to take on a greater significance in the national college basketball landscape when you're talking Gonzaga, the, you know, national power against a Big 12 BYU.
Agreed.
In a home-and-home series. It might have more juice from a non-conference perspective.
It should be home and home every year between those teams. And no neutral, please. Like, can this please be in the kennel and please be in the Marriott Center? I don't want no neutral sites with these guys.
Gonzaga would probably like that, though. I didn't realize until today. Today's their first road game, Gonzaga, of the season. They only play neutral site games anymore. Like, they have not had – they are the last team in college basketball.
No one wants to go there.
Well, they're the last team to go and play a true road game. So,
and they've played great teams. They've played Duke and other
Bama.
Good teams, Bam. But those teams won't return the visit to Spokane. So I think it makes a lot of sense for these two teams to keep playing each other. And one thing I love about this series, too, is there's just a healthy respect between the coaches. It may not always be that way with the fans, but it is certainly that way with the coaches. I really like that.
I've met Gonzaga fans a few times, and they are a pretty passionate group, I must say. They love their Gonzaga hoops. They've made the trek here to Salt Lake before. Well, we got to take a break. On the other side, we'll talk some BYU football. Way too early look at 2022. It's Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.